morning, Mr. President.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Fine, thank you, sir. Your cold still sounds bad.
No, it's not too bad. It's, frankly, getting a little better, I think.
Oh, I hope so.
That's, it's just, I do it about once a year, and, but I don't, I always follow the theory of never going to bed with it, which, of course, is probably bad, but you can't afford to at this business.
Well, if you just get some rest, you'd be,
Well, I get plenty of rest.
That's the problem. It's
the problem is you don't really rest. We have more. You have to. The thing that most people don't realize it in this position, there really isn't much time to have the normal kind of rest.
Well, there isn't. You can't get away from it. Is the problem.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was going to ask you. I was going to make a rather amusing comment that I just having Haldeman come over in here yet that. I was just thinking if, when I think back of the crowds that we've turned out in 68 and 60, if the press ever wrote them the way they do this guy's crowds.
Yeah.
Huge, enthusiastic, good God almighty. I mean, you know, isn't it really a shocking thing, you know, how the editorializing of the crowd is important.
It's appalling.
It's important, and also, but that's just one of those things that we'll have. Now, we'll go in and we'll have the crowds, but they will, when we do, but they will not be mentioned, the size of the crowd. They'll say a large crowd or a crowd. They'll put the number in, but they won't use the adjectives.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Or an adjective like huge, of course, is, or et cetera.
Of course.
You know, at State and Madison, Chuck, you can't have less than, you cannot have less than 300,000 people. No way.
That's right.
I've done it.
That's right. At that time, sure.
I've done it all the time.
Plus the fact that I think it came through, Mr. President.
I don't know how your people, I was going to ask you what they...
Well, they
what about?
General feeling this morning was that it was a Kennedy crowd, but that isn't necessarily a plus from the government, because...
Well, that's true, if that's the feeling.
Yeah, well, most of the signs have been for Teddy that they've seen out there. Most of the enthusiasm has been in response to his speeches, and he's not running. In a sense, he upstages McGovern. That of course, point was made in the press.
How about McGovern? How about Daley's rather enthusiastic endorsement? Does that have any significance?
Well, I think so. Yes, I do. I think that that Kennedy called a chip on Daley, and
Daley
had to go out and make his public.
But he isn't. He still isn't going to crack the whip on his underlings.
No, and on, I guess
we're still getting them, aren't we?
Oh yes, sir. And it was on CBS last night that they had Marzullo on again, just saying, I haven't got a word to say beyond what I've already said. In other words, he just walked out of the room after the meeting.
Right.
Two others followed him, and then another press report said that five of the aldermen refused to have anything to do with the show. No, it. Mm-hmm. Daley has not made this what Dave Bradshaw describes as a cardinal law. I mean, he hasn't. He's
right.
He's going through the motions, but he isn't really.
Now, one good thing about this, in this sense, that they can run their crowds and everything, and then our people will all get stirred up a bit. And you see, that's one thing that happens.
Well, that's a benefit.
Because that'll help us.
Oh yeah, because
yes, oh geez, they had that big Chicago crowd. Let's go out and work and get subbed.
That's right. That's right. It's our people who. Who need to get motivated now, and I'm absolutely convinced.
I think they will be.
The bigger the vote, the bigger the the margin for us, and it's very unusual in that respect. But that's
right.
The case.
They're going to go for the big vote this year.
And if they stir up these crowds, and if TV plays it, that's just going to cause people to get a little bit nervous. That my God, maybe this guy has got a chance after all, and we better get down and get registered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you have to give. The public a lot of credit for figuring these things out. They'll see this.
That's a point that Sendlinger makes, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. He said, my God, we sit here and think that points aren't getting through. He said, you'd just be amazed at how the public catch these things. We think they're not publicized, and yet he gets them thrown back to him in the open-end questions. He said, this is just you're just living in an age when with such instant communication, people really do know what's going on.
They sort of pick up the nuances. Huh?
Yes, they do, and they get insulted. You know, this the Shriver thing yesterday is a darn good case in point.
$1,000.
Yeah, my God, what an insult to anybody's intelligence. Now we're going to have.
Be sure it gets around.
Well, yes, sir. That's one that we're pushing hard.
Yeah.
To particularly. Bouchard with Hugh Scott, who's going to have a press conference this noon, and see if Hugh can't. I'd kind of like to see Hugh start taking Sarge Shriver on and let Hugh be the cutting edge with Shriver and use this as a good opening wedge. I mean, it's just so preposterous to think that the American people would be so gullible as to buy that kind of a line. That, but that does get through to my point is that kind of thing does get through to people. They hear that and they say, oh, for God's sake, you can't. Yeah, I just can't believe what this fellow's saying, and it hurts his credibility with everything else he says. Preposterous statement. It was on the radio last night, this morning. The TV didn't pick it up, but little things in the newspapers, and I just bet you we'll start hearing back on that one. And if Scott gives it a little kicker today, that'll keep that one up on the front burner. That's a good one. Everything these fellows do to hurt their credibility now is the, a vital thing, because that plays the trust issue, and you've got the trust, and people do trust you. And
when they do come back to this debate thing, I'd really get smashing on debate. He debating himself, that I know is a real zinger if we ever get our people to pick it up.
Well, it's a...
you've tried, and they just don't...
Yeah, that's a funny one, because, we put it out. We put out a hell of a good speech on that by Dole, and they didn't. The media just didn't use it. We're putting it on the cover.
I know it hurts them.
Yeah, I think that's right. We're putting it on the cover.
Cover of Monday, go ahead.
Cover of Monday next week, and that goes to 100,000 faithful. And at least that will start people talking about it. And I still am a great believer, Mr. President, in the careful use of direct mail. I do think that people who are interested in a subject who receive something, I know I've done this myself. You stick it in your pocket,
and you read it later.
You read it, and you talk about it. I mean, we're sending out 48,000 of the column on Shays, and that's going out to the whole.
And did you could you get Leo Chern to do that job? And,
oh yes, oh no, he's delighted to. And,
don't let Shays get off of that. You know,
no,
he can't say something and take it back.
No, sir. We'll keep him. We'll press him very hard. We're sending that to the whole Atlantic
Alliance. Well, I told you can put out the Porter Wire just verbatim now.
Well, I told Ehrlichman's having lunch with Joe Alsop, and I said, you know that Joe wants to write that, and I said, go ahead and give him the whole cable if
that's right.
If it's necessary to get him to do the story.
Good. Good.
Because he had been talked to by Harris, and he wants to do it, but he's had too many others in his own pipeline to get that one written.
Well, you know, that's he is really, you know, doing something here now that's, in my view, has to be desperation in one sense, because to run your big city stuff 8 weeks before, in the eighth, what I call the eighth week,
that's right,
is just awful goddamn early. You know, we ran Chicago in 68, we ran it too early.
Mm-hmm.
We had a huge, huge crowd, but it was forgotten by the time of election. Your last 3 weeks are when you've got to run this big cross check. I just know that.
Oh, that's right, Mr. President. That's true.
And then I don't think they swing more than a couple of percent, but I think maybe his strategy is, as I said yesterday, is to get them stirred up.
Well, he's got to get up off the floor. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about peaking too early. He's got to worry about salvaging any kind of a campaign. His biggest problem is trying to figure out how to keep the thing from turning into a debacle. It is feeding on itself. There isn't any question about that. And
we want to make it feed more.
That's right.
That's why our Republicans are, as I told you yesterday, they're really up. Good God. They think they're going to, every there's in the state that doesn't think they got a chance to carry it, even the Massachusetts people.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to my...
they think they have a chance.
My friends up there tell me that with the Democratic defections that have occurred in the state, with Ed Burke running a race right now that he'll win 2-1, that it very, very damn good possibility that we'll carry Massachusetts.
But any event, the whole thing is getting is it the just what getting back to the media business that the really outlandish, extravagant way. But they did that to us in 60, I remember, vis-a-vis Kennedy. Then, you know, we had the great battle of crowds. He had the big crowds, but we had big ones, and usually ours were somewhat better because we were better advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't get the goddamn media to give us any credit. You know, they they would not give us the, they wouldn't use the words enthusiastic and the rest, you know?
Oh, well, this fellow said, I mean, you can read into what's being written the last 24 hours, kind of a desperate effort by the media to say that his campaign is...
on the way.
...is on the way, that it's moving up, that they're just, you know, they're just taking off with enthusiasm, and but when you look at it, when you see it on television...
it doesn't look that way?
Well, it looks pretty big, but...
But I mean, how's it look enthusiastic?
No, you don't get that on TV, and you also, what you do get, though, is Kennedy lighting the spark, not McGovern, and I'm not so sure that's a plus for McGovern. I think that's a very dubious, that's a very hard call, and I was reading in one of the political columnists, I can't remember who, where he said that the McGovern people had a hell of an internal debate over this, because the risk of Kennedy doing this was that he would upstage McGovern and by comparison make McGovern look bad and weak. But they decided they so desperately needed the crowds that they would they came down on the side of, the decision was made on the side of having Kennedy do this. But you know, that's a very hard judgment call. I think I might have voted the other way if I'd been involved in that, because you really, the man they're going to vote for looks, by comparison with Ted Kennedy, pretty flat. He's got monotone, and his speech isn't that inspiring. And now that was reported. That was pretty well reported that Kennedy topped him on the speeches. And if you watched it, it was pretty apparent.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I think that even, I think it was CBS last night, even CBS showed that the Daily organization wasn't what it ought to be. I mean, it wasn't unified, that there were dissenters among the committeemen and the aldermen. So I think he got obviously got a shot in the arm out of Daley's performance yesterday.
He got expecting to.
But he's got to, yeah, he had to have that. And
the whole week he'll give him a shot, because you'll get big crowds in the center of cities and he'll think they're his.
Yeah, the problem is, problem for him is that, I don't know, when you mention this 3 weeks, I don't know what he does after this. I mean, he's got to, once he's done this, he's done it. And he can't go back into Chicago and do the same thing again, or he'll be,
that's right,
by comparison, look bad. And so it's a...
Now, the only way you can go back to these cities now is to go back to rallies.
That's right. But they'll all be compared back to this one. In other words, if this was so highly touted with Teddy out there, they'll start going back to this and saying, well, he came back into Chicago, but he didn't do as well.
Yeah.
Of course, we got another thing. He was not here yesterday on the critical vote on revenue sharing, and we've got.
But didn't need his vote, though. You see,
they didn't need it, but hell, if he was interested, I mean, he's taken no interest in that. That's one of the reasons we have a lot of the mayors that it's a lousy issue publicly. I mean, I don't think about it. I don't say lousy. It's not a big vote getting issue publicly, but it sure as hell has these mayors on the edge of their chairs, and he's done nothing in this area. He's really got no. No record. So we're getting material out. We're also getting people to use stuff in each city that he's going into about what he hasn't done on the urban problems and teacher strike. When he gets into Philadelphia, we hope there's a hell of a good statement out.
Right.
Rizzo cut him up the other day. I was talking to Peterson, and my God, he cut him up in the press conference just fiercely. So I was glad to hear that, because Frank's been a little bit quiet, or a little bit reluctant to go into some of the things we've asked. But going to Peterson, he said, I'd rather have politicians who are picked in smoke-filled rooms than are picked by the gay liberation.
Okay.
Oh, sir.